Hi, chiropractors. Welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about AI, artificial intelligence. Obviously, AI has been a big talking point in the digital landscape, in the technology field. The question has remained, well, how are we going to insert this type of technology into what we do, chiropractic practices? How can you as a chiropractor tap into this new technology and start utilizing this in your practice? But we're going to talk a little bit about some of these different AI technologies that have come out and how you can actually insert these into your workflows and how you run your practice to help elevate your marketing, streamline your operations, and make things smoother just by tapping into this new technology. So the first thing really is, what is AI? What is artificial intelligence to begin with? Historically, computers have been pre-programmed to help you solve problems, right? An average program would be written with a lot of if-then statements. If this happens, then do this. All of this had to be pre-programmed with all these predetermined outcomes based on whatever you input into the computer or the software. With AI, it's different because now the computer can actually think and come up with these problem-solving tactics all by itself. It essentially has its own brain. It can take a wide variety of inputs, think about the inputs, and then come up with conclusions and answers to those problems without any pre-programming done. This greatly increases the efficiency of our technology and makes it super scalable to do a lot of things really quickly. So today we're going to talk about three different ways that you can insert AI into your practice to help grow and elevate and streamline your practice. The first one we're going to talk about is ChatGPT. This is probably the name that you've heard before. It gained a lot of traction when it first launched, and people use it every day for a lot of different things. ChatGPT is essentially a chat interface that you can access in your web browser where you can have messages back and forth with this bot to help answer questions and solve problems and generate output for you. One of the easiest and simplest ways to use ChatGPT is to create content. You can ask it specific questions, give it some guidance on what you're looking for, and have it generate a bunch of information and content that you can then use in your marketing efforts. Some examples of content that you might generate with ChatGPT would include things like blog articles, email campaigns, social media posts, ad copy, flyers and posters, review responses, video scripts. All of that stuff that can be written for your marketing purposes, you can tap into ChatGPT to help you create that content, which means now you can create a lot of content really fast. This makes your content generation efforts extremely scalable. Let's actually look at what the ChatGPT interface looks like and how you'd actually use it. Okay, so here I have pulled up the ChatGPT interface. You can see right in the middle, you just have a messaging input area. And this is exactly how you communicate with that AI. So all we're gonna do here is ask it to produce something for us. So let's use an example of coming up with some blog articles. First, I'm going to start with, let's come up with some ideas for blog articles. So let me come up with a prompt here. You can see I created a quick little prompt to ask it to generate 10 blog article ideas. And after I inputted it, it's going through and creating this big list of article titles and little descriptions that you can use for different topics to create blog articles with. It only takes a couple seconds to create the prompt. And then within less than a minute, we've got all of these different ideas of different articles that we can use to create some written content. So now that we have these ideas, we can skim through them, pick out ones that we might like, and then we can expand upon those with ChatGPT to actually write that content. So this is going to start getting into understanding how to produce a really good prompt to get the result that you want from ChatGPT. And it takes a little bit of practice, and you might have to do some back and forth to finesse your prompts to get it where you want it to be, but it still makes it extremely scalable and quick to get all this content to be produced. So let's go ahead and pick one of these out and actually just start creating some content around it. So let's grab this first one because it's about back pain. That's very common. So we'll go ahead. I'm just going to copy this, and then I'm going to create another prompt to follow this up and say, please create a, I like to put in there things like optimize for search engines. So that way it properly produces good keywords throughout and structures the article in a way that's going to help search engines rank your article. Okay, so we'll start with a prompt like this. This is probably not the best one you could use, but it's a quick, easy one to start with. Please create a 1,000-word blog article that is optimized for search engines using the following topic. Here's the title. Here's the description. Use proper header tags to break up the sections, and then use bullet point lists to call out specific information. So let's see what it can produce from this. So as you can see, it's going through and creating all of this content based on the information that we fed it. Now, sometimes it is very important for you to go through and actually make sure that this information is accurate. We don't want to just rely only on the AI for accuracy. It's going to be pulling its educational knowledge from the internet. And as you know, you can't always trust the internet to be 100% accurate. So check the sources that it uses, make sure that the information is accurate. Sometimes if you are not super skilled yet in your prompts, you can find that the bot will try to repeat itself a little bit. So you may have to try to finesse your prompting to accommodate the bot repeating itself. Or at least when you go to copy this content and save it, you can go ahead and obviously massage the content how you see fit to make sure that it's not too repetitive and that it's going to be accurate. Putting some manual work into the final result is extremely important to make sure that you're pushing out something that's accurate. So as you can see, we got this blog article. It's got tons of really good written content here in just a matter of a couple minutes as we were talking here. So we could go ahead and we could copy this and put it into a Word document or a Google Doc and put it on our blog and start editing all of this content. If we didn't like a certain section or we wanted to elaborate on this section, we can ask it to do so. You could go in back into your prompt here and say, please rewrite this section. Maybe you give it some more instructions, or maybe you want to produce some images to go with each of these. So maybe ChatGPT has the ability to create images. So you could prompt it for an image, create a diagram of like hamstring stretches that can help with back pain, and then it will generate an image. You could do all sorts of really cool things with ChatGPT with the proper prompts. Being good at giving ChatGPT good prompts is going to be a valuable skill set, because our AI technology is heavily based on how you communicate and the rules that you set inside of the prompts that you feed it. If you give it really good prompts, you give it really good information and really good guidelines, the output that it produces is going to be much more accurate to what you're looking for. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to look at is using not ChatGPT, but we're going to use a conversational bot in a different way, where instead of you talking with the chat bot, now you're training and executing a bot for your patients to interact with. There's tools out there that allow you to teach an AI bot all about your business and your specifics related to your practice. And it allows your patients to interact with this bot through a website chat widget, or maybe it's via texting, or maybe it's through social media messaging. But then it basically allows you to set up the AI bot once, and now the AI will interact with all of your patients that are messaging you on all these digital platforms. The great part about this is it takes your time answering all these questions, that probably a lot of times the same question over and over again, removing your time commitment to being available on those messaging platforms all the time and letting the AI bot take over. That way you only have to get involved on very few instances, and now your patients can get instant answers to all their questions, interact 24/7. There's lots of value in having these AI chatbots installed on your different channels. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. So what we have pulled up here is our CRM system called ChiroPipe. We have a conversational bot built into our CRM tool. There are many other conversational AI style tools that you can tap into. This is the one that we use with our clients. Essentially, what you can do here is under the training, you're able to feed all the information about your business. So you give it all the links to your website, all the different symptom pages, information about your business specifically. So the symptoms that and services that you provide, your location, your address, your billing information, all you feed all of that content into the machine using your website and all the links available. The bot crawls all the information on your pages to learn about your business specifically. You can even feed it customized questions that maybe aren't even on your website. So if someone were to ask any information about like pricing or how to book an appointment or what insurances that you take or whatever, you can feed all that information through customized FAQs. You feed all of this library of content to the bot. The bot learns and gets trained on all of your information. So now when people start interacting with the bot, it's going to answer as if it's a representative from your company. So you can configure all of this inside of the settings. There's more information of like, if you want to hook up like a booking calendar, you can do that. You can edit the prompt to make sure that it's speaking in your style of language. So if you have a specific style that you like to communicate with patients, some people like to be really professional, some like to be a little bit more fun. You can kind of give the bot a voice that, you know, represents your brand. And once you have all that preset and your prompts and your training, you can go into and insert this bot and connect it to your digital channels. So this is a little area where we can test the bot to see how it's going to do based on the training that we've already given it. And I'm just going to go ahead and ask it some basic questions related to this specific practice here to see if it's able to come up with, you know, some valid responses. So we can go and say, so here's an example. Hey, do you help with shoulder pain? Let's see what it says. So in this instance, this client has trained it to give it a little name. So it seems like it's a real person. Yes, they help with shoulder pain. They provide a link to the website to try to push them into getting more information about how we help with shoulder pain. Let's go ahead and say, okay, great, that's awesome. And let's see if they accept our insurance. Obviously, every practice has different billing procedures, what insurances they accept and how they handle that. So of course, you'd want to train your bot on exactly how you handle payments and insurance and whatnot, so that way it can respond accordingly. This one is saying they don't bill insurance. Instead, they provide claim forms that can be sent for reimbursement. And again, linking over to the website where you can find more information about that. Awesome. How about how much it costs? Okay, so they don't provide pricing information publicly because every patient's going to be a little bit different. So it's got a little customized response there to discuss payment options over the phone. Let's see if we can book an appointment. Okay, so this bot specifically is not set up to take on appointments. They don't want to accept online payments. That's why this one is turned off. But as you can see in the trial, it was able to go ahead and respond where you can book appointments. So this is great. This is exactly what you want to see. Now, this is all taken care of by the trained AI bot, all with accurate information fed by the business. And now, instead of someone sitting behind a desk answering these questions, you have a bot taking care of all of this for you, which really streamlines your ability to get back to customers really quickly without taking a lot of manpower. You set this up once and then it's set up to run for you. Again, you can connect this to your website through a chat bot. You can connect this to your text messaging platform so it's texting back and forth with your patients. You can connect it up to your social media channels. So if people are messaging you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, it's going to be able to connect there as well. So lots of power and possibilities with these conversational AI tools. Okay, so the last one we're going to look at is going to be using these trained AI tools, but instead of it doing via typed messaging, we're going to look at how it can be implemented into voice practice. And what I mean by that is now you can take these tools and it's going to go ahead and be able to answer or place phone calls for you. That means your patients are talking on the phone with someone instead of messaging someone via text or chat or whatever. Being able to do it over the phone allows someone to ask very specific questions over the phone, and the AI bot is still going to be able to take those responses, think of the correct way to handle those responses, and then talk back to the patients using an AI voice tool. Now, what's crazy about these is that the AI voice sounds very human. That means it's not going to sound like you're talking to a robot. You can use these tools to get in touch with all of your patients immediately over the phone without actually taking manpower in the office to do so. Some examples of how you could use these tools would include things like appointment reminders, appointment booking confirmations, doing lead follow-ups, or even doing like event notifications, outbound campaigns to let your patients know about specific events happening in the office. So let's look at a couple examples of what this looks like in practice. I'm gonna go ahead and play a clip for you here. This specific example is going to be doing a lead follow-up. So let's say a lead comes in through one of your marketing channels and you have this AI voice calling system that places an outbound call to that new lead. So let's listen.
Hello?
Hey Nick, this is Tori from Winner's Edge Chiropractic. How's your day going so far?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, thanks for asking. So, I see that you responded to our ad about our $47 new patient special. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I do. I have some neck pain going on. I'd like to see if I can get some help.
I'm sorry to hear about your neck pain, Nick. We definitely want to help you out. I'm with the patient success team, and I wanted to check in and see if we can get you booked for your appointment. I apologize in advance if there's a bit of a delay in the audio today. But yeah, I'm looking at our calendar now, and let's see. Can you tell me what days and times might be convenient for you?
Yeah, how about Friday morning, maybe somewhere around 9 o'clock?
Got it, Nick. I see that you're looking for a Friday morning appointment around 9 o'clock. Let me check if we have that available. All right, it looks like we have a 9:30 a.m. slot available on Friday. Would that work for you?
Yeah, I can do that. Let's do, yeah, 9:30.
Perfect, Nick. I'll go ahead and lock in that 9:30 a.m. slot for you on Friday. Also, I'm going to send you a confirmation to your email with some additional instructions and a little bit of paperwork for you to knock out ahead of time. Does that work for you?
Yeah, sounds good. I'll keep an eye out for it.
Great, Nick. I'm glad that worked for you. I'll make sure to send you the confirmation email with all the details. Just keep an eye out for it in your inbox. If you have any questions or need any assistance, feel free to reach out. I'm here to help. Well, I'm really excited to hear how your appointment goes, and most importantly, to see you get results. So that being said, everything is good to go over here. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so this is absolutely wild. Let's listen to another example. This one's going to be specifically about an event notification. So this practice doing a patient appreciation day, and it's placing an outbound call to let a patient know about that specific event. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hey Nick, this is Tori at Winner's Edge Chiropractic. How are you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, thanks for asking. I'm from the patient success team at Winner's Edge Chiropractic, and I wanted to let you know about our upcoming Patient Appreciation Day on April 6th. It's going to be a really fun event with free adjustments, free food, and even a raffle drawing for a free TV. Do you think you'll have time to swing by that day?
Yeah, I'll have to check with my wife, but I think we're available.
That's awesome, Nick. It would be great if you and your wife could make it. Don't forget to bring your family and friends along too, because they'll also get free adjustments since you're a patient here. It's going to be a fantastic day. Let me know once you've checked with your wife and confirmed your availability. We're really looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, definitely, we'll do.
Sounds good, Nick. Take your time to check with your wife and let me know as soon as you can. We wouldn't want you to miss out on all the freebies and fun. If you have any questions or need any more information, feel free to reach out. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, so the voice AI tools are insanely cool. There's a lot of possibilities with these. And again, another way that you can insert AI into your practice. So today, so far, we've covered ChatGPT for written content. We've used chat bots that we've trained on our business. And then we've also trained those bots to do AI voice calling. So these are three ways that you can insert AI into your practice today to start help elevating your practice, running a smoother office, doing more marketing efforts, really incredible things that you can do with AI to really expand and grow your practice. It'll be really interesting to see how AI evolves over the years and different tools that may come out that may make our offices run even smoother. So if you have questions about AI or want to chat more about any of this stuff or other marketing strategies that can help grow your practice, let us know. We are here to help.